Welcome back, everyone, to the Noonchi Podcast.
It's been a long, long time.
It's been a very long time.
Almost like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, about maybe even a month.
Yeah. My channel has been doing a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Because Noonchi's not messing up here. We can move the podcast to my channel. I could use the watch hours.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
First things first.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday. It was your birthday
yesterday. Yeah.
And so we all met up.
Yeah.
Grabbed a drink.
Yeah, a good old rush. It was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see. But you know, dude, like I'm going to say that I'm busy, but partially it's just I'm, you know, very somewhat antisocial. So I go out only when I need to.
Yeah.
And so it's always good to see people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And so as an excuse, I went out to good old Rush. I haven't been there in forever since we moved the podcast studio.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And so it was good to see all the folks. See the kids.
Yeah, the kids came out.
I think Lucy's slowly warming up to me.
No, she's just warming up to people in general.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting is because like so 2 weeks ago I was in London, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've seen my nephew a total of maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So for his tour and then
in London.
From London. And my nephew's afraid of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very interesting is that like when it's just my sister and her husband and the kid, apparently the kid is a little bit well behaved.
Mm-hmm.
But once he sees my dad and my mom, he starts kind of throwing a little fit because he can feel like he can get what he wants.
Oh, he gets away with more things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so like when we're all there,
yeah,
then it's a little bit more whining and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know. And then I hit him with the classic, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my sister was like, I've never seen this before, but he stopped and then his lips went.
It's the Korean side.
Yeah. And I hit him with the, you know, and it fucked them all up, right? And so I'm told that kids are not used to beards.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's hit or miss with beards.
Yeah, beards and glasses.
Oh.
If the parents don't have glasses or a beard, then all of a sudden you have both of them.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you're just a scary motherfucker, right? So so ultimately, yeah, my nephew, who I think is cute and adorable, is kind of afraid of me.
He didn't warm up to you by the end of the trip?
No, I mean, like, you know, like, it would take a lot to get a popo on the cheek.
Okay.
You know, he would do it to everybody, but not me. And I go, all right.
It just takes candy and toys, to be honest.
Yeah, but I'm not going to bribe a kid for that. I'm not like, what are you talking about, man?
For the amount of time that you get to spend with your nephew, it's okay to spoil him a little.
Yeah. So back to Bobby's birthday. What is it?
45.
45.
Yeah.
Middle age.
Oh, I hit middle age.
Middle age.
A while ago. Yeah.
I mean, just statistically. Yeah. I'm not saying, you know... for you personally.
I don't know. My dad passed when he was 59.
Mm.
So I keep thinking maybe I have at least 14 years left in me if I'm lucky enough to make it his age.
Wow, that's a good thing to hear.
Yeah. That's 14 more summers.
Benji, Lucy, your dad is fucking depressed.
Speaking of which, I've been like about a month in or more with the antidepressants. I've gotten used to it. You know, I still get nauseous every now and then, but and tired. But for the most part, like, I think I'm getting used to it. I think it's working because I missed one day last week. I forgot to bring it to work. And that was a really rough day. So I think it's somewhat like making me happier, I guess. I don't know. I'm still like depressing to be around, but perhaps maybe less depressing. I don't know.
I don't know. You seem the same at your birthday.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, enough of this. Enough of this. Oh, I'm sorry. When you're performing, I was like, shut up and sing the fucking song.
Man, I was really gone by then. So, yeah. I mean, birthdays, you know, like I like getting people together because often I see people I haven't seen in a year. So, especially with the kids, I just want more of my friends to meet the kids. And I don't know, it's hard to make plans with friends without kids, for one thing. So I always get something out of having a get together.
And quite honestly, like when you were single and you had friends with kids.
Yeah.
Really didn't. I mean, it's not that you didn't want to meet them.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, oh shit, I'm excited to meet your kids.
Oh, well, no.
I never felt that way.
I just always felt bad. I never really called them out or like try to hang out with them because I didn't want to bother them. You know, I felt like they had enough on their plate. So by the time I had kids, like I didn't want people to feel that way with me. But it's just, I think it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, you know, like if okay, you know, a handful of our friends have kids around the same age as you, your kids, right? And then they'll all meet up, you know, when the sun's up.
Yeah.
At some park or some kids cafe or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is the last place I want to go to as a single dude.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Like, I love the kids.
Yeah.
But not that much to be like, oh, whatever. Like, that's why if it's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I will pass.
Okay.
But if it's like one set at a time.
Yeah.
Then I could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man. But let's get back to London. Was it your first time there?
It was not my first time.
Oh, you've been before?
Like, I've been there like a long, long time ago, right? So I barely remembered anything.
For a show or something like that?
Yeah. And now, like, when I went back, I just realized, like, London's interesting. Because, like, first of all, aside from the main, like, downtown-y area, not that many stoplights.
Oh, really?
Just a bunch of, like, what do you call it? The
roundabouts?
The roundabouts, you know? And I'm like, man, I wonder why. You know, it just made me think, right? Yeah. And then the architecture of just buildings right next to each other, like, just, you know what I mean? They were just all, like, houses that are just two-story buildings that are all just...
That shared walls.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Indian food is fantastic over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been to London, but that's something I hear all the time.
Right.
Did you do the fish and chips and
food? I did try some fish and chips. Apparently award-winning fish and chips spot.
Yeah.
At a Borough Market, which is kind of like their farmer's market.
Okay.
So, you know, went around.
Verdict? Did you like it?
Not gonna eat fish and chips anymore.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's like terrible. I'm just saying like, I'm not gonna spend money. Like, I'm not gonna crave it.
Okay. Did you go to a pub?
I did not.
No. Okay.
I mean, because number one,
you're with your folks,
and number two, it's beer culture over there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
and
true.
I can't drink beer, but that's I did true. Drink a beer. At the Tottenham game.
Oh, you went. That's right. You went to the soccer.
Yes, because my
football.
Dad is a Son Heung-min fan.
Yeah,
and he plays for the Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yeah,
who are trash.
Oh, okay, really?
The team is trash.
Okay.
Right? But given that he is the kind of marquee name as a Korean.
Yeah.
My sister pulled some strings and got two tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my dad went to the Tottenham game.
Oh, just you and your dad, not the rest of the family.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, because it wouldn't have been good for the whole family.
Did you see other Koreans there?
There's a lot. Surprisingly, a lot of Koreans there.
Yeah.
I would have thought maybe like 20.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
But like I'm thinking more along the lines of 100, 150.
Uh-huh.
And so before like the game starts, so you can't take alcohol into the stadium.
Okay.
Like into the where the seats are.
Yeah.
So everyone's just drinking at the pubs outside.
Oh, okay.
Or like in the concession stand area.
Oh, right? Okay. That's interesting.
And so, you know, I mean, I'm there, so I had to drink a beer with my pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so we watched the game. So our seats were, so the my sister got tickets from somebody that has season tickets.
Oh, okay.
Right. And
okay.
So though that area is basically like season ticket diehard Tottenham fans.
Okay.
Right. And you know what's interesting is that like the English way of saying what the fuck ref, right, was very interesting.
What is it?
Because like let's say like, you know, like the referee didn't call a foul or whatever, right? In unison, the whole section, I'm saying thousands of people in unison were like, "Oh, I bloody cunt!"
Bloody
at the same time.
Oh, really?
Right? And I was like, "Oh, that's hilarious!" You know?
They swear.
They swear, but their hand motion was the same.
Oh, really? Okay.
Both hands like this, like what? What are you doing? Right?
Met both men and women.
Yeah. And I was, hilarious to me, right?
Okay.
And
the name of this episode.
Oh, you bloody cunts! And so, so. They were playing Manchester United and first half, they were losing by 2-0.
Uh-huh.
And then second half, they tied it up. So Sonungmin scored the tying goal.
Uh-huh.
And so my dad got to see Sonungmin score a goal.
Sweet. Yeah.
And then 60,000 people, right? Leaving at the same time. It's a fucking nightmare. Right? You know? Uh-huh. And so like, and you know, in London, it rains a lot. So I think it was raining like 3 of the 5 days I was out there.
So it ended as a tied game.
Yeah.
Oh, so everyone's going to stay till the end.
Yeah.
It's not like baseball where it's the ninth inning and it's like 12 to 2.
I mean,
like people are leaving it.
At the very least, my dad got to see him score. And
yeah.
They didn't lose. However, it was interesting. I'm not a real big soccer fan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean.
First
soccer game, professional soccer game that I saw. So that was fun. And just overall, like, okay, so I bought my tickets late because my sister. So the Manchester United game that we're supposed to go was delayed 1 day.
Oh, okay.
So their trip had to be elongated another day.
Oh, that, okay.
And so my sister was like, once we get that figured out, then go buy your tickets.
Yeah.
So once she was like, okay, you can buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Like the available tickets, seats were like economy middle.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
So I fucking, on the way there, it's a 14 and a half hour flight, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the middle aisle, right? Two Korean dudes sitting next to me.
Oh. Yeah.
Right. And then they both recognized me.
Oh, really?
And they're like, oh, yo, hey, you know. Oh, 애니초 맞으세요? 아, 네, 네, 맞습니다. 오, 잘 보고 있어요. 감사합니다. Right. And then one dude asked me, why are you sitting in economy? Right. I was like, I'm poor like both of you motherfuckers. Right? And so after the exchange, like, it's not like I'm going to talk to them for the whole fucking 14 and a half hour flight. Yeah. Right. So we're just all. Strangers, right?
Yeah.
Midway through the flight, I look to the aisle passenger and he's passed out.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I feel bad waking a quote unquote fan over and over again.
Yeah.
So like basically I went to the bathroom once in a 14 and a half hour flight.
Oh my gosh.
I did not really move out my seat.
Yeah. And that's
so,
not good.
So when I got out of my, when I got off the plane, back felt like it was broken. I like, I couldn't, I mean, not broken, but just my back muscles were like, hey.
Yeah. You're in your 40s now, man. Yeah, you gotta take walks around the aisle.
Yes. Right. And so like, you know, I've had this type of pain before. Mm-hmm. So I figure like one day or two and it'd be gone.
Shake it off. Yeah.
But until the whole trip, my back was fucked.
Damn, Danny.
Right?
Okay.
And so on the way back to Korea, I was like, fuck it. I can't, because it was another middle seat.
Oh, no.
Right? Right? I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm going to go buy a business class seat at Heathrow.
Sweet. Okay. But at like you got an upgrade or you bought it?
I bought it.
With like... points or
no,
with
no
cash?
Points, cash.
What? How much did that cost?
$3,000.
What? What? Yeah. Damn, Danny, baller.
I was like, fuck it. And you know, like my mind was like, I, you know, I'll be comfortable. I can lay down.
Was it an upgradable ticket or did you have to refund it and then?
I had to refund it and
penalty. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, I don't care. My back is not good. I cannot do another middle flight right now. And it's not my first time in business class.
Yeah.
But it made me rethink my priorities when it comes to traveling, which is, I don't think I can ever go economy again.
Yeah.
For like
long
flights.
Yeah.
Yeah. They treat you different, you know? And, just that idea of, you know, so when I got back, I told the kids that do stand up, I was like, we need to make a lot of money, motherfuckers. Yeah. Right? You know, because I'm not going.
Because you're going to the States again soon too, right? So you have to go on that long flight again.
Yeah. So like stuff like that is made me rethink my.
You got to hustle more.
Yes.
Just for that kind of stuff. Yeah, sure. I get it. Did you get any shut eye on the plane?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, dude.
On the way back and there?
No, on the way there, it was tough.
You just suffered.
Yeah, it was tough. But coming back, dude, full extension sleep.
Nice.
You know?
And the food was better?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Food was better. Real utensils.
Better selection of alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can eat ramyun on the plane. You can ask for...
At any time.
Yeah. Can have some ramyun.
Yeah.
And then what that does is once the smell of ramyun is in the environment...
Yeah. Everyone else starts...
It's contagious, right? Right? Like, it's like I started it, right? Yeah. I was like, ramyun. And I just like, oh yeah, boom. And then like... Chodo, ding. Man, flight attendants were fucking busy back there making ramyun, right? So that's what I did. And you know, the trip to London was interesting because like, I told you this during, your birthday party, right? But, you know, when you get to a certain age, it's the zero fucks given attitude.
Yeah.
Is fun, but also kind of, I realize how it can be detrimental to the people around you. Mm-hmm. Is like, my mom seemed like she was not having a good time. Mm-hmm. All of
the whole trip.
Yeah. She didn't like the food.
Oh, no. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you know, when we brought food or like, you know, whatever, you know, obviously like we didn't bring fish and chips home.
Yeah.
Like they're known for Indian food or Mediterranean food or, you know, whatever. So that's what I would bring home.
Yeah.
You know, and so my mom literally from LA brought 멸치볶음.
Oh, yeah.
And 누룽지.
Okay.
I mean, to a certain point, that's fish and chips too. But but it's not, you know what I mean?
That's funny.
And so like she's like, you know, like I could tell she doesn't like the food.
Yeah.
And then like she's like, oh yeah, like this is
Yeah.
Not for me, you know?
Yeah.
And she's just unreasonable, saying like crazy shit, right? Sober, she doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So by a few days, I just looked at my dad. I didn't say anything. I just looked at my dad like, how the fuck did you deal with this lady for 45 years? Right?
Okay, yeah.
And I saw it in his eyes.
Yeah.
He responded with, I'm just waiting 10 more years, baby. Which means somebody gonna die. It's either him or her. But like.
Well, I went on a trip with my wife and my mother-in-law to Vietnam.
Yes.
Right. And I tried to get my father-in-law to go too, but my wife and my mother-in-law were like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because they just know he's not gonna have a good time.
Yeah.
He doesn't like trying new things.
Yeah.
He's just gonna just complain the whole time that there's no Korean food.
Yeah.
So, but for them, it's a win-win because their dad just is like, he'd rather just be on his own
for that time.
And while we're traveling, you know. So I'm waiting to get to his age where I can just send my wife and my daughter or I don't know, let them do their girls trip,
see know? Here's the thing though, I know my mom, think about it, like if just my dad came, probably cool, right? But if like the whole family came and just left my mom in LA, she'd be even more pissed.
Oh really?
Right. So it's not that she doesn't enjoy traveling. What she enjoys is a story to tell to her friends that I went to fucking London.
Okay.
Right? And she's been there a handful of times.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not even about like enjoying where she's at. She just wants to take the picture.
Okay.
To brag to her friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is a trait that pisses me off.
But most Korean moms have that trait.
I know.
So, yeah.
And so that doesn't make him right. You know what I mean? And so like, and so like, it's like little things like that where I was thinking about, you know, what's the line of, you still have to give a fuck.
Yeah.
And not giving a fuck. Right. So kind of in the same line of like, when I first came to Korea, I learned of the term konde.
Yeah.
Right? Which in essence in English is like a boomer. Right?
Okay.
Back in my days, get off my lawn, blah, 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 blah. Like a boomer, right?
Yeah.
And so like being called that felt like the scarlet letter.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and so like I avoided it like the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because you get called that, people are going to start, you know, not being next to your ass.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? It was that bad.
Yeah.
But just like COVID, I thought like toward the end, a bunch of people got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I feel like eventually people are going to get immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm not fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But really, in all honesty, konde is like a dude that just doles out advice when not asked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like stuff like that. Like, or like you give it a suggestion, the group does not follow your suggestion.
Yeah. But
you turn out to be right. And then you go, I fucking told you so.
I think a true konde, though, is unaware that they're a konde. Like, I spend my share amount of time with people younger than me.
Mm.
And often it doesn't hit me till like maybe a couple of days later.
Yeah.
Where I'm thinking, oh, I think I had a couple of konde moments. I just didn't realize till later.
Yeah. That's why, like, you know, just like, you know, like I was like, just like COVID, I'm thinking about it like COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like to not be a konde or to not get COVID, you have to put on a mask, right?
Yeah.
To not be a conde, mm-hmm. you just need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, like you just need to just be like, that's why the, you know, Koreans say that the best like superior at work, like a sangsa,
yeah,
is to shut up and open your wallet. Shut your mouth, open your wallet. That's okay. The best sangsa.
Okay.
Right? Which is sad because also I think that the people who came up with the term, who also kind of designate you mm-hmm. as a conde, are also kind of retarded too. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, what? You're not going to take advice? You just don't want to hear it? So you just created a word so you can just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're catch an idiot too, and, yeah. right? You know, go yeah. fuck yourself too, right? Yeah. So like, I've gotten to that level of like, anger to be like, you know what? I'm going to be a conde.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck what you say. I'm going to be right.
I think I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, I think I'm there too. Tired, man. 45.
Mm.
I feel like, yeah, definitely on the back nine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, what did you think it was a... Front nine? No, hell no. You back. Now it's just a matter of are you going to finish this back nine strong? Or are you gonna hit it in the water many times bunker?
I realized my wife probably knows this best, but in the morning, we all wake up at the same time because the kids make it impossible to sleep in.
Right.
So but I sleep on the floor, they all sleep on the bed and they're above me. So in the morning, I want to hug the kids, you know, and like greet them in the morning. But I don't go up on the bed to them. I make make them come down to me while I'm still laying down to give me a hug.
Mm-mm.
And if they don't, particularly my son, like he'll go out to play with his toys.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't stop by to give me a hug while I'm laying there, I get super like bijasa.
Oh.
But I still won't get out of the bed. I feel like that's like a telltale sign that I'm like, I just don't give a damn. So I'd rather like have a little bit more time laying down.
But I don't think that was because you were 45. I think if you had kids at like when I knew you in your 30s.
Yeah. I would have still done that.
Yeah.
I'm just lazy.
Yeah, you and your fucking depression blanket that you have on and you're staring at the ceiling.
Yeah.
I've caught you when you were living in Itaewon.
Yeah.
I've caught you doing that many times and you were in your 30s and I was just like, this motherfucker.
I've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
I do that standing up. It's just I'm looking at walls.
Yeah. So my point is, you probably would have done, if you had kids in your 30s, you probably would have did the same shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's keep it under 30 today.
Yeah.
I'm too tired, too old. And wrap it up this week. We'll see you next time, guys.
Yay! There goes my algorithm once again.
Peace. Later.